KSA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
One dead, 18 injured after a rocket strike in the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. The provincial governor on his Telegram account said that Russian forces hit one of the central districts early Saturday, adding that rescuers were working hard to limit the fatalities and consequences from the strike. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other senior British politicians have been banned from entering Russia. The Kremlin's foreign ministry says it's in response to what it called the UK's unprecedented hostile actions over its invasion of Ukraine. Russian officials have placed similar bans on U.S., Canadian, and European leaders. 57-year-old Richard Bernard Moore, convicted of the 1999 killing of a convenience store clerk in Spartanburg, South Carolina, has opted for a firing squad when he is put to death later this month. He made the choice after a new law went into effect. This is USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
A bipartisan delegation of American lawmakers made an unannounced trip to Taiwan this week. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports that the visit was denounced by China beforehand.
On the trip is New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who says they weren't going to be deterred from making the visit by the Chinese government.
Chinese government issued to our offices and publicly communicated that they are very unhappy that we are here, but that did not dissuade us from coming.
Concerns that China is planning an invasion of Taiwan have heightened since Russia launched its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Coast Guard is looking for a man who jumped overboard from a cruise ship as it approached Florida. The Carnival cruise ship Mardi Gras was about 55 miles east of Port Canaveral when the 43-year-old man jumped after midnight Saturday. Wall Street was closed due to the Good Friday holiday. However, for the week, it ended in the red. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is continuing to warn the world that it should be ready for anything Russia is preparing to do. USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that the world should prepare for the worst when it comes to possible chemical or nuclear weapons use by Russian forces. He tells CNN that the global community cannot be sure how far Russian leadership is prepared to take the war.
I think all over the world, all the countries have to be worried, because you know that it can be not real information, but it can be the truth. Because when they begin to speak about one or another battles or involves enemies or nuclear weapons or chemical weapons, they should do it. They could do it. I mean, so they can. For them, life of the people is nothing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Police in Northwest Georgia say a man killed his grandmother by stuffing her in a freezer alive. Floyd County Police discovered the body of 82-year-old Doris Cummings late Thursday in the home she shared with her grandson, 29-year-old Robert Tincher III. Authorities believe the murder actually took place late last year. Listen to us anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.